Good afternoon, River Products.
Hey, is Tom there?
He's in a meeting right now. May I leave a message for him?
Ooh, is there maybe someone else there, like an office manager, CFO, that helps him out?
That is myself.
Oh, what's your name?
Deb.
Deb, hi Deb. I'm Olivia with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. I know you're probably super busy, so I don't want to take up too much of your time. Our bank had just mailed out a financial offer to you guys. Looks like it was about 2 weeks ago. And it's just based on some financing you guys did with Ascentium Capital a couple years back. And so based on that, we were able to pre-approve you for equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I just kind of wanted to circle with you, see what you have in the pipeline, where you might need some financing this quarter.
Actually, they were just talking about that the other day, that we've gone through our budgeted amount. So anything
mm-hmm.
that is purchased will be on an emergency basis.
Mm-hmm.
And they do everything through the local bank.
Okay. So
it's just because of a manufacturer's deal that came up. They don't very often go to outside financing.
Okay. So wait, who did you say you guys normally bank with?
We bank with Midwest One in Iowa City, Iowa.
Oh, with Midwest One. Okay. How long have you guys been working with them?
Almost 100 years.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So what has
your experience been like with them?
Excellent.
Excellent. Do they satisfy, like, all of your business needs and wants?
Yes.
Yeah? Yep. Do you guys have, like, a business loan with them, line of credit, or both?
All of the above.
Oh. What do you guys normally use your line of credit for?
Purchasing properties.
Okay, just purchasing properties. How big is it, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm not going to.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I was just wondering if, have you guys ever used, like, more than 50% of it?
No.
Okay, no, that's good. Are you familiar with working capital at all?
Somewhat.
I think that. Okay. Was that a working capital loan?
It was, when we did that, it was, if I remember, it was through a piece of the large equipment that we were working with them on.
Oh, so it was like equipment financing.
Yep.
Okay. What was that piece that you purchased? Do you remember?
We purchased mining equipment, so it could have been on a loader, it could have been on a dozer, it could have been... We're purchasing loaders that are over $1 million.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Wow. Over $1 million per loader?
Yeah.
Okay. And then did you guys take on any new capital or make any new purchases this year?
No.
No. Could a new piece of equipment generate further revenue for the business?
Not at this time.
Not at this time. Okay. But do you guys have anything on your wish list for the future?
No, they've pretty much gotten all of their major stuff done for right now that I know of.
Okay. So pretty much got all the big things. If we could unlock like 10 to 15% of your gross annual sales, what could you do with that?
That would be up to the owner to tell you, and that's Tom.
Okay, that would all be Tom.
I don't know what his wishes are or his goals are.
Okay.
He's the owner of the company, so.
Okay.
He's going to go with the flow with what he decides, and he's of an old-fashioned practices. I mean, he doesn't own a computer or a smartphone or anything like that. He just goes on gut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So. Wow, no computer or smartphone?
No.
So what kind of, like, do you guys do any, like type of marketing, like media, print, digital?
Nope, we don't have to.
Oh, so you're all word of mouth?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome.
Supply and demand is where we're at. We're known for our quality products. We've been in business for 96 years, and so it's a matter of we already have an established reputation, and so... We're a very local company.
Mm-hmm. Are you guys, like, looking to grow outside of the area, or are you guys planning to just kind of stay localized?
Stay local.
Stay local. That makes sense, since it's obviously working for you. How are sales this year?
They're excellent.
Excellent. What are you guys tracking for?
I don't know all other goals. I can just tell you that our scales are busy all the time.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. Is there like normally a busy time of year, or is it is there a slowdown? Is it seasonal, or just always steady?
The slowdown is in January,
February. Okay, slowdown.
Nature plays havoc.
Oh, because of the weather?
Yep.
Okay, so what do you guys do? Like, when things are slow, do you shift your focus?
No.
Okay.
Well, we shift our focus to training our employees.
Oh, so you just kind of just focus on the training instead?
Yep.
Okay, so then, but you guys have to take on, like, less projects?
We don't take, yeah, the projects come to us. I mean, we have people calling us all the time saying, okay, this is what I've got, this is what I need.
Mm-hmm.
As far as us going out and looking for a project, it's all done through the state letting process.
Mm-hmm.
And see, we're just a material producer, so we don't have to go out and look for construction projects.
Oh, really? So people just come to you?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. What a great way to run a business. Do you guys ever find that you don't have, like, enough of, like, the materials or enough personnel to ever get through your projects? Or
the materials is the raw product. It comes from the earth. It's rock.
Oh, okay. So you guys just sell the rock directly?
Yep.
Do you guys, like, finish it or do anything like that, or do you just sell the raw rocks?
It's all crushed, yeah.
Oh,
just
so you guys...
raw rock.
Okay, and you guys crush it?
Yes.
Okay, and is that what the loaders are for?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so what type of rocks do you guys work with?
Limestone.
Oh, is it mainly limestone?
Yes.
Oh, okay. And is that's used in, like, just, like, commercial buildings, or is it, like, landscape...
Landscape, concrete, interstate, streets, houses, buildings.
Oh, so really everything?
Yep.
Oh, that's
you
awesome.
You can build a house without rock in it.
Really?
Yep.
Is that like for the walls, or is it for like the
concrete foundation?
The concrete? Oh, the foundation. Okay,
so concrete. So rock is in concrete, rock is in asphalt.
Oh, okay. And so you guys work with, obviously, everything, like commercial, residential, so your customer base is both, like, business-to-business and, like, business-to-consumer, right?
Yes.
Okay. And so do you guys have, like, a typical payment terms that you extend to your customers, like net 30, 60, 90, payment before delivery?
That's all set up in the receivables.
Oh, okay.
It's kind of based on the customer and the project.
Okay, so it's kind of like...
If it's a state project, it's going to take longer to get paid. If it's a city project, or, you know, there's different terms for everybody.
Okay. Do you guys, with, like, the state and city, do you ever run into cash flows while you're waiting for payment? That kind of, like, prevents you from taking on an additional client?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Well, so far, sounds like, you know, based on what we talked about, you guys have been around for 96 years, which is awesome. You're basically working with Midwest One, and right now they're kind of doing all of your financing. You guys have gone through your budget right now, so meaning that you guys aren't going to look to make any new purchases or do anything major for the remainder of the year. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds like, Okay, well... You know, I know you guys said that you just mainly do word of mouth. Do you guys have a website?
We do.
Okay, you do. Okay. Well, you know, if you guys are ever, looking to, you know, maybe increase your marketing efforts, kind of, you know, work, like, go towards, you know, digital ads, media, print, things like that, I mean, we definitely could get you the capital for that. You know, we could unlock about 10-15% of your gross annual sales as unsecured cash. So, you know, if a need arises, definitely keep us in mind, and I can just go ahead and send you the application package just so you have it on file.
He won't go for it. He doesn't believe in advertising.
Oh, no advertising at all?
Yep.
Is there any place?
Oh,
okay.
He does community services. I mean, a lot of our stuff is community service. He does not do any advertising for people to buy rock from us. It's all community service work. Mm. He feels that we don't have to.
Well, that's, I mean...
we are set.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like that's working for you. Well, is there any place at all that you think that you guys could use money to generate further revenue for your business?
No, I'm sorry to say, but we're just pretty
sad.
I've been here 30 years.
Oh, so wow.
I've never seen him be in trouble of anything. So
okay, that's awesome.
I'm afraid to say, but if I told him this, he would just go, I'm not going out of town.
All right, I hear you. All right, well, you know, I mean, maybe if you know, you guys need to hire new personnel, things like that, just keep us in mind, and I can just go ahead and do you have an email address so I can just follow up with you that way?
I'm not going to give it to you because I already know what's going to happen. He's not going to deal with it. Go for it. So I don't want to waste any more of your time.
All right.
With it, because he's just not going to be for it, and I know where it's going to go. So.
All right. Well, thanks for your time. It was good
yep.
talking to you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Bye-bye.